Thank you for tuning in to tonight's segment of BBC's Radio Theatre.
We have finally arrived at the epic conclusion of our radio broadcast. Will Fred and Laura continue to live in harmony and bliss? Or will a wonderful marriage come crashing down? Let's find out.
Thank you for tuning in to BBC Radio.
Fred?
What's the matter, dear?
Nothing. It's nothing.
Darling, what's wrong? Please tell me.
Really and truly, it's nothing. I'm just a little run down, that's all. I had a sort of incident at parent-teacher conferences.
Oh, well, would you like to go to bed?
No, Fred, really, no. I'll sit here by the fire.
All right, darling. Do you mind if I putter along with this crossword puzzle, then?
Please go ahead. Would you mind if I played some music? Turn on the radio?
Oh, do, by all means.
No one has intervened on behalf of...
Poor Fred. I can't wait until you've awakened to tell you what has happened to me. I hope you understand.
Laura? Laura? What's this?
Dear Fred, I don't want you to be hurt. We're a happily married couple. We must never forget that. This is my home. You are my husband. And my children are upstairs in bed. I'm a happily married woman. Or was, until a few weeks ago. Oh, Fred, I've been so foolish. I've fallen in love. I'm an ordinary woman. I didn't think such beautiful things could happen to ordinary people. Well, it all started on an ordinary day, in the most ordinary place in the world, the internet. I wonder what that could be. Oh, it's a new message on this new Facebook page I have. Let's see.
Dear Laura, this might come as a surprise to you, but I can't stop thinking about you. Our connection during the parent-teacher conference has me reeling, and I find myself very pleased that Fred was caught in traffic and couldn't meet to talk about your son Kyle. Not that we talked much about him anyway.
Oh, winky face!
In light of our newfound connection, I must admit that I love you desperately. You must come away with me. There is no other option, my beautiful Laura. Meet me at the school at midnight tonight, bags packed. Don't be late. Anxiously awaiting your arrival, Scott.
Laura, what have you done?
I haven't felt this way in years. Frankly, Fred, you are boring, and the thought of living with you another moment sickens me. Hurting you seems like a small price to pay for my lifelong happiness. As for our children, you are always the better parent, and face it, they like you better. I hope that you find happiness elsewhere. Maybe with the lady across the street, who I suspect you've already been pretty happy with. That's why I don't feel any remorse in leaving you this letter. Say goodbye to our children for me. If they actually are ours. They won't miss me much. The same way I won't miss you, Laura. For our broadcast this evening. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for tuning into BBC Radio.